Hi, my name is Dawn Smith Theodore. I'm a marriage and family therapist who specializes in the treatment of eating disorders. I'm a former professional dancer, also a former dance studio owner in Los Angeles. I am recovered from anorexia, and I'm also the author of a book called Tutu Thin, A Guide to Dancing Without an Eating Disorder. The Tutu Thin podcast will explore the complex relationship between dancers, athletes, their body image, and the prevention of eating disorders. As always, you can reach me through my website at dawntheodore.com. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Tutu Thin podcast. Today, I have a wonderful guest by the name of Delaney Wilder, who is the captain of an NFL cheerleading team for the Bengal Cheerleaders. And so I'm excited to speak to her. And as always, I'm Dawn Smith Theodore, the host. And thank you for listening. So welcome to the podcast. And Delaney, welcome to the podcast, Tutu Thin. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you felt like you'd be a good fit for Tutu Thin and how to be a healthy dancer in mind, body, and spirit.
Yes. So hi, everyone. My name is Delaney. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today, Dawn, and to share a little bit more about my story. So the Tutu Thin podcast represents what I strive for every single day. And that is to be a healthy athlete in mind, body, and spirit. So for me, this hasn't been a linear journey. It's something where I've had to kind of guess and check and figure out works best for me. So I want to share a few of my best practices for mind, body, and spirit, because I feel I really relate to everything that this podcast stands for. So when I think of mind, I think of self-soothing, and that's something that I've had to learn over time. Deep breathing. Before every single practice of my NFL cheer, I deep breathe on my walk-in. My walk-in is about 3 minutes, and that's what I do. That's my routine. And then when I think of body, I think of practicing self-care. And this year I started focusing on that and checking in on my body and getting massages. And that has been something that was different for me. That was really going outside my comfort zone and practicing self-care. So it's something I take a lot of pride in, that I've made that a focal point of my life. And lastly, is spirit, which is committing to optimism. And this is the bread and butter of how I lead this team as sole captain. So I'm excited to share more with you today.
So tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming an NFL cheerleader and also captain for the Bengal squad.
Yes. So I've had a very unique journey, and I'm not a conventional dancer. I know oftentimes individuals may say they've been dancing since they were 3 years old, and I have a little bit of a different story. So growing up, I'm the youngest of four, and we oftentimes went to Bengal games. As we've been lifelong Bengals fans, and I would watch the cheerleaders. I was like so mesmerized by them, and I thought they were such powerful women. And so I went into gymnastics. I was a very competitive gymnast, and I won the state championship, and I was on my way home, and I said to my mom and dad, "I think I want to quit gymnastics." And they were shocked. They were very supportive, of course, but my world flipped. And because I was in the gym for 26 hours a week, and my parents lived that lifestyle with me, taking me to practices. And so from there, I went into a totally different sport, and that is volleyball. So I went from this profession that was very competitive and about performance, and I went into volleyball. And you might be like, where the heck did you get volleyball? Well, I was in a gym class, and they introduced volleyball, and I thought, this is really fun. I really enjoy this. So that's what I did. I went into high school, and I did volleyball all 4 years. So I did not dance. I did not do gymnastics. And It was my senior year of high school, and I just had this itch to getting back into being a performer. I missed it. So I went out for the cheerleading team my senior year of high school. And that was a great experience. I went into college and I went to Miami University in Oxford. Go Redhawks. I know you did too, Don. So we relate there. But I did not dance in college. I didn't cheer as well. And this is something that I regret today. I do. I feel the silver lining of my choice to not dance or cheer in college is I'm heading into my eighth season with the Cincinnati Bengals, and my body can still sustain that high impact dancing. So I try to look at the silver lining. I try not to be upset with myself that I chose that decision because it was best for me at the time. So fast forward to senior year of college, I was like, I felt that itch again, right? I thought, I'm not done with being on a sports team and having that community. I'm not done with performing and having fun and pushing myself to be the best version of me. I'm not done with that. So I thought, what if I go back to my original dream from when I was a little girl and try out for the Cincinnati Bengals cheerleaders? And that's what I did. I spent senior year training myself, watching videos, leaning on current NFL cheerleaders and getting their advice. I worked hard. I trained myself to come into prep class as prepared as I could be. And that's my message for everyone today that I'm excited to share more of is if you have a dream, go for it. It is never too late. The fact that I went to that prep class and tried out 8 years ago, it has completely changed my life. And I'm so incredibly happy that I went for it. So when I did 8 years ago, I made the team, and I'm just so thankful to be where I am today because I made that decision to go for it.
That's an amazing journey. What was it like as a gymnast? Like, you won the state championship. Like, what made you decide at that point, I'm done? Was it that you had achieved this goal and then it was time to go?
No, I always am pushing myself to be the best version of me. I've been driven to be that. It was more, that's all I knew. It was gymnastics. I mean, I was in a very competitive gym. I went to Bella Caroli's ranch in Texas to be trained. I was on the list for the Olympics. I was on that path. And while I enjoyed it and loved the community that I made there and really enjoyed gymnastics, I thought, I don't see a future for me here. And it was just crazy that on the way home from that state championship, that was the first time I kind of used those words that maybe this isn't the path that I want to take for the rest of, you know, my childhood and early adulthood. And so that was the decision I made. And I do feel it was the correct one.
What was it like to be a competitive gymnast? There's a lot of focus on body and, you know, how was that for you as a young child and, you know, early adolescence?
Yes. So gymnastics, definitely. There is a strong emphasis on being fit and on health because you have to be physically fit to experience and perform the skills that you do in gymnastics. So my mom is a personal trainer and has been my whole life. And so I've always been around health and wellness, and she has been so incredible since day one about keeping my mindset strong. She has always said, Delaney, one, you look great. And two, it's about being fit and the best version of you. She has always been my safety net, right? If my mind ever wavered with, am I good enough? Am I thin enough? should I eat this? I'd always turn to my mom, and she has been my rock for my entire life when it comes to body image and health and wellness. And that's still in my NFL cheer journey. I mean, she's been that in gymnastics, in, you know, in my volleyball career, in my NFL cheer career. She has been my go-to person.
It's, that's amazing, because, you know, it's not everybody has a rock like that to mm-hmm. go to that is telling them, you know, be healthy, be strong, mm-hmm. both physically and mentally. Because, you know, some people are, you know, can be very influenced by their parents. And if parents are more towards diet culture, and, you know, it can really have an impact on a child or early adolescent. And so really, that's amazing that your mom was so strong for you and such a rock.
Yeah, I totally agree, Dawn. And thank you for saying that. I feel, you know, upbringing when it comes to food and health and wellness, like it really does and can stem from parents or in other careers like NFL cheer leadership. So I'm very thankful that, you know, my mom and dad had such an awesome approach to, yes, Delaney, here you go. Enjoy that cake. You know, they've always said that, enjoy your birthday cake. And they've always had that mindset. So it's certainly rubbed on me through my childhood and adult life. So I'm very thankful to have that foundation.
That's amazing, because you have to fuel your body, no matter whether you're playing volleyball or you're, you know, doing gymnastics or you're on the football field, you have to fuel your body, and it needs to be fueled as much as possible. And people think, you know, like if you don't, oh, you know, I'll just not eat as much today. And the truth is our bodies work. And I had this conversation recently with the dietitian, Ashley, on your squad, and how, you know, the more you eat, the faster your metabolism works, the more it burns, you know. So I'm glad to hear that. And so I'm curious, like, tell me what it's like for you as the captain of the cheer squad, and how long have you been the captain?
Yes. So I absolutely love, love, love leading my 29 teammates on and off the field. And it's been, I say to Charlotte, which is my director, I know you, she's been on this podcast before, and my two other coaches, that I've kind of completely evolved during my time with the Bengals. And being captain is something I take a lot of pride in. But it's been a journey. I mean, year one and two was my growing years, I call them. I was building confidence. I had an amazing leader at the time, amazing captain. Her name was Lauren. And she was such an amazing person to look after and look up to. So year three, I was announced as a game leader, which game leader is exactly how it sounds. It means you lead a side during the game. And then year four and beyond, I was put as captain. So for the past 2 years, I've been sole captain, which means I have had to gain more confidence in myself and the way I lead, right? I don't have a co-captain to really lean on. So what I have to do is be confident in my decisions. And sometimes we're human. You know, what I love is that I learn from things well. And I'm like, okay, moving forward, I'll do X this time instead of Z. So being a captain is something that I take a lot of pride in. And what I try to do specifically as captain is create a very positive environment for the ladies that I'm alongside.
You have traveled a lot with the Bengals, and I want to hear like where you've gone and the experiences that you've had as a Bengal.
Yes. So I am so thankful for all the opportunities that NFL cheerleading has brought into my life. So for example, I have been on two military tours, which is an incredible and humbling opportunity that I'm so thankful that I was able to go. So I've been to Alaska and Hawaii to visit the military troops and perform with them, connect with them, and just ultimately bring joy to them. So that has been an incredible experience. I actually got back from my second military tour about 3 weeks ago. So that has been, that was an incredible journey as I reflect on it. Other opportunities that I had is my fifth season, I was selected by my teammates to go to Pro Bowl. So Pro Bowl for NFL cheer is the highest honor that you can receive. And so every year, every NFL team selects one NFL cheerleader from their organization to represent them at that Pro Bowl that year. So that was a remarkable experience that I had out in Las Vegas. And then that same year, we went to the Super Bowl out in LA. So how crazy in your hometown, Don. So that was a huge year going from Pro Bowl to Super Bowl, dancing on the biggest stage that I've ever been on was absolutely breathtaking. I tried when I was there cheering the game, I was like, all right, Delaney, take it all in. Like I remember talking to myself and saying, wow, you are at the Super Bowl. Like 3, 4, 5-year-old Delaney would be freaking out right now that you are here. And to be the captain on the field and leading my team was such an honor.
That's amazing. Pro Bowl and Super Bowl all in one season.
Yes, yes, it was definitely a year to remember. Every year there's such special moments, and that was definitely my special moments of year five.
Yeah, that was 2021?
2022.
Okay. Oh, the beginning of 2022. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about how you, because I know you said you're an analyst and you are a digital analyst, I think, for marketing. And so how does that work with being an NFL cheerleader, and how do you manage all of that?
Yes. So I wear two different hats. So during 9 to 5, I work in an office, I work as an analyst, and I pour all of myself into that career that I take a lot of pride in. And after 5 o'clock, once 5 o'clock hits, I like totally transition hats and head to the stadium to lead my team in practice that day. So this is a lifestyle that I have, it's all I've really ever known my adult life, right? So when I graduated college and went out for the Bengals, and now I've been doing it ever since, this is the lifestyle that I really enjoy. I love being busy and pushing myself to be the absolute best version that I can be. But it comes with a lot of time management skills. So weekends I spend, preparing for the week, and nights that I don't have cheer, I'm preparing for the next day and preparing things for the team and for my day job, I call it, right, in the office. So it's something where I've had to really plan in order to execute all the things that are expected of me.
Yeah. I mean, I think as whether you're an athlete or a dancer or cheerleader, from a young age, you've learned to manage your time really well in order to be able to do whatever you've wanted to do. I'm sure in volleyball in high school, you had to learn how to manage your time. And then as a professional, you have to do that also.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel it's a life skill that I've had to work on, and I have those days where I'm like, it would be so nice to take it easy today. And then I remember, to set myself up for success for that day and beyond, I have to continue to do what I need to do in order to execute how I want to execute. So it's definitely a skill that I've had to learn and improve on over time.
Yeah. I'm curious about, do you like the, during season, what's it like for you for you know, when do you practice? How often do you practice? What's your game day like?
Yes. Yes. So we, NFL cheer is actually more year round than people think. So depending on how long you make it in postseason with the playoffs, you could have 3 weeks off, right? Or you could have 6 weeks off, because we head right back into prep classes, and prep classes are part of the audition process. They are optional, but they are an excellent way to get involved and learn more about the team and get exposed to that. So we start those in March, and they take us to about May when we finalize and finish the actual audition process. And then from May to August is kind of our time where we are busiest, I call it. So in the summertime, we are learning our routines for the season. So we go into the season with lots of dances ready to rock, and we bring different dances to every single game. So we have four feature dances, and four feature dances are our end zone dances. So we bring new dances to every single game, and we are dancing for that entire 4.5 hours. So as you can imagine, we have a lot of choreography in our bank. I'm saying that with air quotes, of our choreography bank. So once our season formally starts with the games, we had already been practicing for about 6 months, right? So we start our season, and during the season, we practice 2 to 3 days a week, and then we only cheer home games. So NFL cheer, we only cheer home games. We do not cheer away games unless you make it to the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl was really cool, cheering with the other team and meeting those individuals. And yeah, once our season wraps up, then we kind of start it all over again. So you also mentioned game day and what that looks like. So I'd love to share a little bit of that with you. Game day, we are there about 6 hours before the actual game starts. And we have an indoor practice, and we have an outdoor practice. And then we eat as a team and get ready. And that takes us all the way up to game time. So we actually have two practices before even hitting the field. And those practices are awesome because you get all the jitters out, and it makes you feel really good alongside your teammates to have an awesome practice. And then to do it for real during a game is such an awesome feeling.
That's amazing. What do you, what is it like for you? Do you have contact with other NFL cheerleaders? You know, I know you cheered at the Pro Bowl, but did you, so that was contact with other NFL cheerleaders. But I'm wondering how similar or different it is for all NFL cheerleaders.
Yes. Yes. So I really, really love this question, because this is one of my favorite parts about the NFL cheer world is the community. And when I go on the military tours, and when I went to Pro Bowl and met the one representative from all the other NFL cheerleading teams, and when I went to the Super Bowl and connected with the Rams cheerleaders, it has been so amazing hearing about their program and what they love about being in this industry. And I've made lifelong friends from these tours. And I was chatting with one of them yesterday. When we get together and hear about each other's journey, it is priceless. I mean, we are chit-chatting as much as we can to hear about other people's journeys. And we have a lot in common, and that is just our passion for performance. So it is really awesome to meet other people. And I always say to my teammates, there's less than 1,000 active NFL cheerleaders in the world at one time. I mean, what a cool group of people to connect with, right? I mean, you hear about the great moments, and you get to be, I always say, even cheerleaders need cheerleaders. So I can be their personal cheerleaders. And that is something that I'll take with me for the rest of my life, is the friendships that I've made throughout this NFL cheer journey.
It's interesting to me that you have always been a part of a group, you know, and community is such an important part, I think, of people's lives. We are social beings. And so being a part of a community, whatever that looks like, and for you, it's been athletics and cheerleading and volleyball and gymnastics. So you've always been part of some type of team. And so that must be a really important part of your life, which I think is important for everybody, whether it's an athletic team or you're part of a, you know, community group in some way. But somehow you have groups of people surrounding you to support you.
Yes. Yes. And I would say community from the Bengals is one of my favorite parts of being a Bengal. I am actually headed to a teammate's wedding this weekend as a bridesmaid. Then in 2 weeks, I'm a bridesmaid again in a teammate's wedding. So it's, I mean, I did not know these individuals years ago. I had no idea who these individuals were. And that's what's so special about it, is these are people I'm going to be connected with through the rest of my life. And that is all based on the fact that we all went for our wildest dream, right? We all did it. And as a result, we have made these incredible relationships with one another.
And it's important as women to have other women support us.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. It is really important for even cheerleaders need cheerleaders. I mean, I've always kind of fostered this very positive environment alongside my director and my coaches, because it's such a, how powerful is it if you get together 30 individuals who all bring that positivity? I mean, the opportunities are endless. If you have that support and cheer each other on, the opportunities are endless. And like, that's when you all are going to shine as a team. It's not about me, it's about the team. So that's something that the Bengals are really, really great at and focus a lot of time on. So I'm thankful to be a part of a type of organization like that.
And don't the Bengals do a lot of charity work or giving back to the community within Cincinnati?
Absolutely. So what we do throughout the season, I know we have our 2 to 3 practices during the weeks and the games, but additionally, we are out in the community having appearances. And this, again, is another one of my favorite parts of being a Bengal, is connecting with people outside of the organization is priceless. I mean, absolutely priceless. I've had my favorite moments with, you know, a little girl and teaching her how to do a routine, right? Or chatting with military personnel who's had a really, really hard year and just wants someone to be a listener. I mean, those type of community interactions are absolutely priceless when I think about it, absolutely priceless. So that is one of the pillars of being in this industry, and something where if I'm giving a piece of advice to an incoming person coming into the industry, I always say, don't pour all of yourself into dance. Pour yourself into community service and pour yourself into your career in health and wellness and dance, right? Like, think well-rounded. And that's when you really show up to be your best self. Like, that is what being an NFL cheerleader is all about. Community service, like you said, alongside those other things.
Yeah, it's all about balance.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
What advice do you give to... Well, I don't even know. I mean, do the Bengals accept men for cheerleading? Because I know some of the NFL teams do.
Yeah, we do. And if they, everyone is on the same playing field, right? So they do come and experience our tryout process. So men are absolutely welcome on our team.
You have to change the name. won't be Bengals anymore. So anyway, what brings the Like, what advice do you have for people who want to try out?
Yeah, I have a few pieces of advice, Dawn. And my first one would be be well-rounded and pour yourself into different areas to show up powerfully. The next one would be things that people can start practicing today, which is little moments matter and first impressions matter. So if you're walking into an NFL prep class, if you're walking up to the registration table, walk in with a big, bright smile, be fully present, be off your phone, make eye contact. Showing up with confidence does matter. Another piece of advice that I want to give is learn from others. So dance is an awesome sport because, and I'm saying this with air quotes, we can cheat. And what I mean is if you love the way someone is dancing next to you, look at them, watch them, learn from them, and incorporate those things into your next routine. That's something that I do every single practice. Another thing I want to say is self-assessment. This is what I do for every single routine, is I record myself and I identify, hey, Delaney, what did you do really great? And where do I have opportunities? Sometimes you don't notice those things until you're really analyzing yourself. So that is something that you can do at the gym, in the living room. Those are things that you can do right away starting today. And then the last thing that I want to advise people who are interested in this industry to do is to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. What I mean by that, being an NFL cheerleader is a profession where you have to be adaptable. For example, you may be performing a dance you just recently learned and you might not be feeling quite confident with it yet. Or you might be making conversations with someone you just met at an appearance, right? And connecting with them and breaking down those barriers. You could be at your interview that every incoming person for the Bengals has to experience it with the coaches. They have a formal interview process during the audition period. Those things are high stress, right? And so it's about being comfortable with being uncomfortable, building confidence in that realm, and hitting those things head on rather than steering clear of them.
That's so true. And that's true for life. You know, we have come up on uncomfortable situations that we have to learn how to adapt and, you know, bring in our best self.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there any type of mantra you tell yourself before you go out on the field before each game?
Yes, I have two. The first one is, what is the best thing that can happen? I feel the typical saying is, what's the worst that can happen, right? We hear people say it, I say it. And then I flipped a switch. I thought, well, what's the best thing that could happen? What can go so incredibly well today? So having, again, that eyes on optimism, like being positive about what could happen. And then the second one that I tell my team is, My saying is, be Mary Poppins. What does that mean? People like to be around positivity and smiling and confidence. And that's what I do, you know, every day at work, at practice, out in the store, but on the football field, that is what I'm trying to exude. I'm trying to exude positivity and we're there to cheer our team on, right? So like, I try to have this big, bright smile and leading the team. So it all goes back to positivity. For me, people rub off on positivity. So be, you know, challenging yourself to be that positive person in the room is something that I focus on every single day of my life.
That's amazing. Mary Poppins, I would call it Pollyanna, whoever you want to say it, it's like positivity. Because energy follows thought. And if you put the thought out there to be, you know, I want to be the best version of myself I can be today, that the energy is going to follow that. So I love that. Thank you, Delaney, for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because clearly you're very busy to talk with me today. And I look forward to seeing you cheering sometime at an NFL game. So thank you again. And for the listeners of Too Too Thin, I hope you've enjoyed the talk with Delaney today, and it's given you some good tips and insight. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at my website at dawntheodore.com, tututhin.com, mothermenandme.com, or through Instagram at dawn.smith.theodore. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.